It's late afternoon, and Jack Giovannone just finished a satisfying round of golf at Eagle Bluff. A few southeasterly miles away sits his hardware store in downtown Hurley. Giovannone's family history stretches back here. Both his grandfathers worked in the mines, so did his dad, Sam, before becoming sheriff and mayor.
My dad worked in a mine for 16 years.
Jack went off to Marquette University and returned to take over his dad's hardware business.
I built the store 6 months after the last mine closed, so I've always had faith in this area. Okay, I put everything I had for it. My wife and I worked 18 hours a day to build a store up there we had.
In the best of times, Giovannone employed 50 people and provided health insurance for all.
And now I'm trying to figure out how to keep it open.
For as long as the last mine closed, Giovannone says he's been promoting a new one. Today, at age 80, he's optimistic.
I think we're going to get it, but God damn it, I want it before I die.
Giovannone blames in part the media for bogging down the mining debate. He berates journalists for depicting the proposed site as pristine. Giovannone counters with, the region was mined extensively for generations.
And another thing, the press has not been fair with us. If anybody's for the mine, that means they're against the environment. This is our environment. We live here. We don't want to screw up what we live in.
I ask, what story should be told?
The truth. Talk to the people that live here.
Joni Swetkovich is one of those people. She's standing outside of what was Bella's and Bruno's restaurant and bar in a wisp of a town called Iron Belt, not far from Hurley. She shows me a yellowed picture of the place.
This is a postcard of my business when my parents built it in 19. They worked on it and built it in 1959. They opened on New Year's Eve of 59. It was a booming business. White Cap Mountain opened the year before they built it, the Badger Motel up the street. And so my parents were really busy here, and they've always put their heart and soul into everything.
Swetkovich decided to take on her parents' business and raise her kids here.
I have the same ceiling. It's a beautiful ceiling. I have the same chairs. I just had them redone, the same tables.
Three of her four children have moved away, and she struggles to keep her place afloat.
I work harder, longer hours because of the lack of business, but that's why I'm a survivor here. And I will survive even if the mine doesn't go through, but it'd be really nice for the whole area to get it to go through.
Swetkovich says she's confident a new mine would not ruin the air and water.
I don't think the standards are weak and that it's going to be environmentally unsafe. I don't think in this day and age that it's going to happen, that the DNR, the EPA, are going to make sure it's done right. I know it's going to bring jobs to people out of the area. Engineers have left this area and became engineers. They might come back. The school system, if you talk to our principal and superintendent, the attendance is down.
We're already looking at planning on doing, should things go through, training for the mines, you know, in the industrial ed area.
Chris Petrito is superintendent of Hurley Schools. He's part of another multi-generational Iron County family and feels passionate about helping his district, his hometown, prepare kids for potential mining jobs.
We've already brought in CNC machines, welding. We would look more into machine tool operating, mechanics, big equipment.
Petrito considers himself one of the lucky few. He went off to college in Eau Claire and after found work in his hometown. But the four children he raised in Hurley have scattered around the country.
Probably will never be able to come back.
Yet, after decades of hanging on in a depressed economic state, Petrito says he finally sees a glimmer of hope in people's eyes.
Let the professionals who can make the decision whether this is good or not, let them make the decision and go from there. It can't do us any harm, let's put it that way.
A thread runs through most of the stories people in northern Wisconsin share, a fervent desire to stay put and create jobs for the next generation. Tomorrow, we'll hear from some who don't want the answer to be mining. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.